Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, magnificent music that really captures the flavor of the winter season. And it shows that embracing winter and doing things like having a sleigh ride is much more fun than sitting looking out the window and complaining about the weather. And we sometimes do that, but we shouldn't. Karen Cubitt is the manager of culture and events of the town of Collingwood, and you have found a way to embrace winter with the Art of Winter Festival, an inaugural event at Collingwood Central Park. And there are, beyond sleigh rides, so many wonderful ways to really, truly embrace winter. As a matter of says that embracing winter is a Collingwood art form.
We believe that. We believe that Collingwood residents and visitors who have been coming to Collingwood for years know how to embrace Collingwood, and they do it well. And sometimes all of us just need a reminder that it is easy to get outside and get active and be creative despite what the weather might be like.
And we all have advantages because we have clothing that will protect us from those bitter, bitter temperatures.
For sure.
We have snowshoes, we have skis, we have all mitts and gloves and toques.
Yeah.
Everything that we need to just go out and embrace winter and be part of that Collingwood art form.
Exactly.
Well, I've noticed that you're absolutely right. I've been here not quite 3 years yet, mm-hmm. and I've just found that it was easy as soon as I moved up here to embrace winter because everybody else is.
It's true, and we're blessed. Sometimes it's not seen as a blessing, but we do have a lot of snow in our area. You can usually count on there being a good snowy season, and snow is a great canvas for all these things that we're talking about.
Well, the other thing I noticed coming up from the big city, mm-hmm. the snow's a lot cleaner and whiter mm-hmm. up here because in the city it kind of gets dirty quickly. Anyway, we'll move on from that. A snowy canvas for creativity, activity, and connectivity is the Art of Winter Festival. And let's talk about some of the events. We're going to get to snow sculpting eventually, but mm-hmm. let me begin with the children's games, because, again, these are family activities.
Yes, we'd like to encourage multiple generations to come out and just be active and have fun together. So you probably remember the Healthy Kids Community Challenge. That program left us with a legacy of a lot of different fun games and activities and fun stuff to play with. So those are great in the summer and the winter. So we bring those out onto the snow. You can try some road hockey. We've got snowshoes that you can borrow. Different fun games like snow bowling and things like that. You can create snow blocks just with little molds that we have. Just come out and have fun and play in the snow like you used to when you were a kid.
Now, if you're a visitor to Collingwood and you don't know where Central Park is, just ask somebody because it's not hard to find.
Yes.
And how big is the park, and what are all the facilities there that you're going to access?
So Central Park is fairly substantial. You'll know it by the giant blue water tower. You might be familiar with the YMCA, the curling club. Central Park Arena and the outdoor rink are all in this great area, multiple ball diamonds, and we intend to use almost all of those spaces, both indoors and out. We realize the weather can be quite bitter and cold. We'd still encourage you to leave your house and come to Central Park, and there's some indoor activities that you can do as well as the outdoor
ones. Put on an extra sweater.
Yes.
And wrap the Rock the Rink Moonlight Skate sounds like it's something not only interesting, but maybe even romantic.
It could be. We wanted to have a bit of a throwback to a retro skate. Maybe you remember getting your roller skates on and going to do a retro skate. So this will be on the outdoor rink. This will be Saturday night, 7 to 9. We'll have a playlist of remixes of 80s and 90s tunes, some fun lighting. Bring someone special in your life and enjoy some time out under the stars.
And a scavenger hunt. Now, how do you do that in the dark?
In the dark and with no electricity. This is something that our friends at Smash Reality have helped us put together. They will be creating silhouettes of animals with reflective surface on them, and they're going to be hidden amongst the trees along a stretch of the Collingwood Trails network. So we encourage you to come at nighttime, bring a flashlight or have the flashlight app on your phone. We'll give you a game card that will have these various animals on them, and you go hunt along the trail. You shine your flashlight up, and that's when you'll see them reflected back, and you decide which animals you've seen, and you mark them on your game card.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun. Yeah. Not just for kids, but for big kids.
Exactly. And you know what? If you don't happen to have a flashlight, come anyway. We'll have something you can borrow.
Well, that sounds like a great deal of fun. Let's go to the snow carving. And there's two parts of it. There are the professionals who are going to be there throughout the weekend, I guess. And this is, by the way, starting weekend after next, from the 24th to the 26th. The professionals and then an amateur one. Talk about the pros first.
Okay. We have two teams of pros coming. They're going to start their carvings midweek, probably Tuesday or Wednesday, actually. They'll be in town. And they're just going to show us what can be done. They'll be working with cylinders of snow, man-made snow, 8 feet in diameter and 8 feet high. While they're working, they'll do a little bit of a workshop for the public or the people that are competing in the amateur competition. They'll also just do a demo where they'll provide some commentary about their techniques and what they're creating. And then they'll be doing these two large sculptures. They'll be on display throughout the weekend.
And if I have no experience, which I don't, and if I don't think I'm terribly artistic, which I'm not, but I still want to be part of the amateur thing, you're going to give me, what, a 6x6x6 hunk of snow?
Correct.
And some tools.
Yes.
And will these guys help?
They will. Okay. They'll be your phone-a-friend lifeline.
Okay.
Like I said, they'll be doing a bit of a workshop the day before as well, so you can get some pointers from them. The idea is not necessarily to create a masterpiece, just create something and have fun with friends, family, or colleagues. You decide, you assemble a team of 3 to 4 people. Your commitment, you could start a bit earlier, but your commitment really is 1 to 4 on the Saturday. Just come on out and try it out. Have fun.
And they're going to be judged and prizes awarded?
There'll be some sort of recognition. The judging will be light. It might be audience applause. There's no power tools.
But there will be recognition
we'll
of your efforts.
We'll give you recognition for sure. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a participation trophy or something like
we'll
that.
We'll come up with something for you.
Well, that sounds such fun. And again, kids, families, the whole family, family and friends can get involved with the amateur snow sculpting contest. Mm-hmm. And is it really a snow or an ice sculpture? And what's the difference?
It is snow. The snow is man-made. We have these great folks that we're working with from the former Sarnia Snowfest. They're coming up. They will be stockpiling man-made snow for us this coming week. That snow is then put into these large column forms and packed to specifications that the pros look for to make a column that's easy to carve.
Well, we'll talk to our friends at Environment Canada. We'll arrange for several snowfalls through the week leading up, so you have a good base.
That's right.
And then just a light, fluffy flakes sort of thing through Friday,
that
Saturday.
That would be ideal.
And we'll do what we can.
I appreciate it.
They're not terribly reliable, I must tell you. Anyway, thank you so much. Karen Cubitt, Manager of Culture and Events for the Town of Collingwood, talking about the Art of Winter Festival. There's so much going on. We don't have time to cover it all. But you can find out more when you go to the website www.collingwood.ca/festivals and look in particular for the Art of Winter Festival. www.collingwood.ca/festivals.
I can give you a quicker route.
Okay.
/Art of Winter.
All right. That's even better. Yeah. www.collingwood.ca/Art of Winter.
Perfect.
Thank you, Karen. And skating is part of it, as we mentioned, with the Rock the Rink Moonlight Skate. And I'm sure we can do that to the music of Emil Waldteufel with the Skaters.